Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Can gut bacteria help shape newborn's immune system? Researchers from Weill Cornell Medicine have discovered that unique bacteria colonize the gut shortly after birth and make the neurotransmitter serotonin to educate gut immune cells that help in preventing allergic reactions to food and the bacteria themselves during early development. The study published in the journal Science Immunology on March 15, 2024, revealed that bacteria abundant in the gut of newborn produce serotonin, which promotes the development of immune cells called T-regulatory cells or TREGs. These cells suppress inappropriate immune response to help prevent autoimmune diseases and dangerous allergic reactions to harmless food items or beneficial gut microbes. The gut is now known as the second human brain as it makes over 90% of the neurotransmitters in the human body. While neurotransmitters such as serotonin are best known for their roles in brain health, receptors for neurotransmitters are located throughout the human body, explained the study's senior author, Dr. Melody Zeng, an assistant professor of immunology in the Gale and Ira Derkier Institute for Children's Research in the Department of Pediatrics at Weill Cornell Medicine.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Children with language disorder show abnormal brain structure, finds study. According to a study conducted by neuroscientists at the Georgetown University Medical Center, a part of the brain traditionally associated with movement is abnormal in children with developmental language impairments. The study published in Journal Nature Human Behavior found that abnormalities occurred specifically in anterior neostratum within the basal ganglia, a structure found deep in the brain. To understand why language impairment occurs, the researchers analyzed the results of 22 articles examining brain structure in people with the disorder and then employed a computational method to identify common patterns of abnormalities across the studies. They determined that the anterior neostratum was abnormal in 100% of the studies that examined the structure, with fewer abnormalities in all other parts of the brain. DNA origami vaccines for precise cancer immunotherapy study. A team of scientists from the WIS University at Harvard Institute, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Harvard Medical School, and Korea Institute of Science and Technology created a DNA origami platform called the DoriVac, whose core component is a self-assembling square block-shaped nanostructure. The findings were published in the journal Nature Nanotechnology. Therapeutic cancer vaccines, a promising form of immunotherapy, target and eliminate cancer cells by preventing recurrence and spread. They contain tumor antigens, including neoantigens, stimulating the immune system. Adjuvant molecules activate antigen-presenting cells, which are the APCs, which present antigens to T cells, triggering rapid tumor response and long-term immunity. The DNA origami vaccine enables precise attachment of adjuvant molecule and tumor antigen on a square block. Spacing CpG adjuvant molecule 3.5 nanometer apart effectively stimulated APCs, generating cytotoxic T cells, Th1 polarized T cells, and memory T cells. DoriVac vaccine also improved tumor control and mouse survival, particularly when paired with immunocheckpoint inhibitors. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.